I'm re-listening to a call I made early this morning at 6:05, and then the comments I made after to make sure that they're correct.
And this is a replay of a call I just made at 6:05 a.m. Taylor Avenue, New Kensington.
What's your first and last name?
My first name is Nicola, and my last name is Warren.
What's the call center you're calling from?
I'm calling from 724-900-4279. Okay,
tell me exactly what happened.
Okay, well, I'm in Westmoreland County. Are you going to be transferring me? Okay, my son came home at 2:50 a.m. this morning, and then when he walked up the stairs, then all of a sudden, I'm in my room sleeping. He slams his door to go into his room, and then all of a sudden, I start getting attacked in my room while I'm laying in my bed remotely because Dr. Frederick V. Price, M.D., a white male, old white man, snuck biotech in my body during a hysterectomy 9 years ago at West Penn Hospital. And someone does all kinds of things to my body with the biotech. I was sleeping and I was woken up out of my sleep. All of a sudden I get a jolt in my chest. Then I start to get Radio One played on my butt and in my vaginal area and my rectal area. And I just feel like I call the police because who else am I going to call? Like, I want the person who did that to me fucking dead. They're a fucking rapist. They're doing things to me with the biotech against my will and without my consent. And it's remote. It's digital. And it's assault. And it's rape. And whoever did that to me, I wish that they could track the digital footprint of who has access to this biotech. And because whoever has access to the biotech has access to my body. And whoever did that to me is a fucking rapist pervert. And they need to fucking die. They're assaulting women with biotech and it's disgusting. And I feel like sir, it took that man, that fucking white old rapist pervert little dick man to sneak by. No, y'all are raping women. You are raping black women. You don't have to go back and forth with me. First of all, you're arrogant. I can just tell from your tone that you're a fucking asshole. I can tell by the way you question me. You're probably one of them rapists, too. You need to blow up dial. You need to stop raping black women and stop trying to intimidate me when I make my phone call. I talk to many 911 callers, and you're an asshole. And you probably one of them. You're probably one of them men raping black women with biotech, trying to intimidate me when I make a fucking phone call. Fuck you. So, what I want to say is it took Dr. Frederick V. Price like 5 hours to sneak this biotech in my body. And this biotech is not on a bookshelf. It's inside my body. And it was put there illegally without consent and in a dishonest way. And it's been used to hurt me. And I feel like that police, whoever I spoke to, that 911 caller, his question was arrogant. Do you want to go to the hospital to have it removed? It took 5 hours to put it in my body. I'm not going to let a dishonest lying ass doctor remove it. First of all, they have to admit that it's there. Then I need to get a human rights, a civil rights, and a medical malpractice attorney to sue Allegheny Health Network, sue Dr. Frederick B. Price, sue West Penn Hospital, and then I need to collect as much information about the biotech that's in my body and what my risk assessment is to even having it removed by a doctor that is honest. And the only way that I know the doctor would be honest is first you have to admit that it's there. And then once you admit that it's there, then you have to now pay me pain and suffering for sneaking it in my body. Then you have to tell me everything about the biotech and the dangers and risks that are involved in removing it from my body, like you would do any other patient that has surgery. So his question was really fucking arrogant, in my opinion. An investigation needs to be opened up. You know, first it needs to be found. He was being arrogant. He was an arrogant asshole. He needs to be fired. You know, especially based on what I was telling him. So I just feel like either he's young and dumb or a fucking asshole, like I said, and arrogant as fuck. It took 5 hours to get this shit in my fucking body. He didn't even have a right to ask me that. I've talked to many 911 callers, and they pretty much take the report and ask, you know, the same formal questions. Do you need an ambulance? Do you want, or do, are you just calling to report it? Do you want a police officer to come to your house? Or do you want a police officer to call you back? Like, that's it. Like, he was being an asshole. Even how his tone in the beginning, I feel like the way he used his voice, man voice, he was trying to intimidate me just in the very beginning. And then that last question, I was giving him the 50-50 and just say maybe he's just assertive. But that last question to me was a conclusion to what I thought from the beginning. You know, sometimes people don't have to say certain things. The tone of their voice and how they question you. But I still was like, you know, maybe that's just how he talks. But that last question said it all. He was arrogant and an asshole. And he probably might. And I bet you it's a bunch of creepy fucking men around here that need blow up dolls. And they got Dr. Frederick Reed Price's biotech, some kind of software or something, and on their phone or something. And they're able to like use it adversely to do things to my body against my will and without my consent. I'm obviously, because I just got attacked by a fucking moron. And then after I get off the phone with the police officer, then someone tries to like double down with the assault by like doing other things to me that I don't even need to detail, because I feel like whoever's doing it to me wants me to detail it because they get off on it because they're a fucking pervert. So there's obviously something in my room or something around me, close to me or something, first of all, I'm laying on plastic. So it's like, even if there was something in my mattress, it really wouldn't matter. So it's like I said before that I feel the attempt and the assault. Like, just one thing I can say, there was no participation. There was no reciprocation. It wasn't even any swelling, which usually occurs. And I probably shouldn't even say that because I feel like the pervert will try to get off on that. But there was nothing. I just felt the attempt. And, I literally tried to go to sleep. Like, I ignored it. And I did. I fell asleep. But then at 6, I think in my sleep, I was thinking about, you should have called the police. You should have reported it. Because I feel like as much as someone tries to break my soul, I still need to do the same thing. Like, I'm going to be a broken record, like the civil rights movement, like the women's rights movement. Like I'm a broken record. It's kind of like you keep trying it and you're trying to make it my fault that you fucked up and snuck biotech in my body. And then you want to be able to dictate to me everything about my body and the biotech. And you don't have any rights over my body or the biotech, but I have every right to demand that because it's in my body, that it not be used certain ways. So it's like I'm curtailing it, kind of like a fucking democracy. It's like we have a democracy and it's curtailed by laws. It's curtailed by civil rights. It's curtailed. You snuck it in my body and it's in my body. Therefore, it's my property. Therefore, I'm going to demand and dictate how it should be used, regardless if I'm ignored or not. So you try to rape me with it, I'm calling the police and I'm going to report it. Because the digital footprint needs to be tracked and traced for anyone that has access to the biotech that I never asked for, that was snuck in my body. So it's not like I went and bought it off the shelf, like how he said, do you want to have it? Do you want me to take you in and have it removed? How long will that take? First, you got, if to remove something means that you're admitting that it's there, where's my attorney? So, like, don't skip those steps. Like, if you want to be able to remove it, and I feel like that's the strong arm tactic. You're trying to strong arm me into sacrificing my body without due process and due diligence. I mean, that there's some steps in between it. In order to be able to remove something, then you must admit that it's there. And once you admit that it's there, then I need a human rights, a civil rights, a medical malpractice attorney, and then I need restitution in the millions for pain and suffering, for trying to, quote unquote, wanting to remove something that shouldn't be there in the first place. So I feel like they're trying to bamboozle me and hoodwink me and do these strong arm tactics so that maybe they can try to, like, remove it and maybe take my life all at the same time and make up something else, like how they made up the fact that I needed a hysterectomy and used a hysterectomy as cover to stink biotech in my body. You know, I'm not a fucking dummy. And I feel like you're trying to play me like I'm a dummy, and I'm not. And his question was a really stupid question, in my opinion, because in order to have, quote unquote, something that does all these things to you removed, you would have to admit that it's there. And then you would need to be arresting Dr. Frederick V. Price for sneaking it there. You would need to be arresting all the surgeons and all the nurses that were in that room for sneaking biotech in my body. Like, you can't skip over that shit. To be able to remove something that is supposedly there that shouldn't be is a crime. So I feel like he jumped the gun with that question. He should have done what all the other 911 callers typically do, is document it, take the report, and ask, do I need an ambulance? Do I want the police to come to my house? Or do I want them to call me? And that's it. You know, because the bottom line is, I'm going to call every time when I get attacked, to my discretion, I'm calling to report it. I don't call for everything that happens to me, but I feel like you're trying to have your cake and eat it too. You want to illegally sneak biotech in my body and then dictate to me how you use it on me without accountability. And I say, no, you illegally, Allegheny Health Network illegally did this to me without my consent, and they will not dictate anything to me about this biotech that's in my body, that is now my property or my body, because it's illegal. But I will dictate to you how it should and should not be used. I'm going to demand it, and the way that I do that is by reporting it until something is done. Kind of like the civil rights movement, kind of like Jim Crow, kind of like women's rights, voting rights, Roe versus Wade, broken fucking records. It's just, the only difference between me and everyone else is that there's not too many people walking around with biotech in their body. So I'm like advocating for myself as a pioneer for something that I never asked to be. I didn't want to be a pioneer in biotechnology. There was never any consideration with this so-called contract. Therefore, it's not a contract, it's void. There's no agreement. I don't have to stay quiet. I don't have to hold any secrets. I can release top secret information all day long, and I can't be held responsible for it because I never consented to this. I never agreed to this. This was done to me illegally, meaning you have no rights over my body or anything that I say or do. But I have every right as a citizen to demand that you follow the law and demand that there be accountability for breaking the law and doing something to my body that is illegal and unconstitutional. So I'm going to call. Like, I feel like someone's trying to break me down, break my spirit, break my soul, break all of that. And they want me, and they want the biotech to be a horror show. And I'm like, it's definitely a horror show, because you're an idiot in the way that you're using it. I'm going to be a pioneer in the new frontier. I'm a pioneer in electromagnetic waves and all the things that it can do. I'm not even afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of all the things that it can do. I'm not afraid of learning. I'm addressing the way that you're using it. I'm addressing the fact that you illegally snuck it in my body against my will and without my consent as a black woman in a country that was founded on slavery. See, those are things are wrong, but you want me to blame it on the electrostagmatic waves. The electrostagmatic waves is a tool that is used and manipulated, once again, by human hands. If someone shoots somebody, you don't lock up the gun or the bullet. You lock up the person that used the gun and the bullet. So you're whoever is utilizing the technology this way needs to be held accountable, because it can't do these things unless someone is manipulating it and using it this way. It's kind of like, it's real simple to me. You're mad that I'm not afraid of the biotech. You're mad that you really aren't intimidating me. I'm intimidating you. I believe whoever's doing this to me, I'm intimidating you, because you know the way that you're using it and what you're doing with it is illegal and unconstitutional, and you know that it's perverted, and you're a rapist, and you're fucked up in the head. The fact that you would even use the biotech this way to do something to a woman involuntarily without her consent and against her will. So I'm intimidating you, because I'm holding you accountable by calling the police. Even if they think I'm a nuisance and I'm getting on their nerves, I'm calling. They spent 5 hours research, money, investment, and time to sneak this biotech in my body. And now that it's in my body, I have every right and responsibility, because I possess it inside my body, to hold those that did this to me accountable. And the only way that I can do that is going through the law, legal system, starting with calling the police to report when someone does something to me that I don't like, that I don't want, that I didn't consent to, that I feel like needs to be dealt with. No one should be using biotech to rape women with it. You should be either under the jail or in the jail. And I feel like if the law won't take care of you, then the streets got to take care of you. It's like the law is so fucking slow. It's so far behind the technology that y'all have put out on the streets. You've unleashed this technology inside my body without any accountability, without any legislation, to be utilized in ways where you don't even know how and who and when and where it's being used. And then you get mad at me for complaining about it, or calling the police, or saying something about it, as though I went and bought it or took it. Or you would think I did surgery on myself with the way that I'm being treated and the way that I'm forced to live here with no money, with biotech in my body. I feel like I'm being punished and mistreated as though I'm the one that snuck this biotech in my own body. Or is it because I won't give it back? And giving it back means that I have to give you my body, which means that you might be taking my life. You're dishonest. You were dishonest when you snuck it in my body. You've been dishonest by the way that you've treated me and the way that me and my kids have lived. I have no reasons to trust any of you. And the only trust that I will see is the truth. Admitting you put the biotech in my body, and then after that, I don't even need an apology. Fucking restitution in the millions for pain and suffering and doing something to me illegally. And then we can consider what my options are. Those two things have to come first. I don't know. It's fucking common sense to me. It's real simple. It's not even complicated. But until then, I'm going to advocate for myself, and I'm going to call the police and report what's happening to me, because I feel like there are most likely coders and designers that are may already be thinking about how do we help her and track. And you should want to know who's doing what and where and when and why with biotech. To who? You should want to know that. Why? Because this biotech and the way it's being used will be used by all countries, will be used to communicate undetected at the speed of light, incognito, and they won't be using it to rape women. They'll be using it to run plays like on a football field inside your country, on your land. You should want to know to be able to track electromagnetic waves and its connection to the human body at the speed of, you need to know, because someone is trying to dumb it down by using it in a very disgusting, uneducated, fucked up,
way. So my phone cut off for some reason, which is weird. I don't know, it just cut off. But I'm gonna replay it again from another device, because I recorded this on multiple devices. And I'm gonna play it again since it cut off, and just see how. Because I feel like the device I just played it on, because it was a replay, it seemed augmented a little bit. Like the sound, it seemed a little augmented. A little. Because I've listened to it already and on another device, and it had a clearer, less augmented sound. So let me see if I feel that way when I play it from this device. Because every time I record, I always record on like multiple devices at the same time.